Michigan Utilities Call for Opt-Out on MISO DARE Affected System Studies, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. Carmel, Indiana, a band of Michigan utilities wants the option to decline MISO's affected system-style studies on distributed energy resources, arguing the RTO studies create an unnecessary layer of bureaucracy and hinder DARE expansion. Consumers Energy, DTE Energy, ITC Holdings and Wolverine Power approached MISO at the July 17 Planning Advisory Committee, asking for an opt-out provision on the RTO's affected system studies for DARE additions that might impact the transmission system. Wolverine Power Vice President of Regulatory Affairs Tom King said the Michigan-based parties believe MISO's DARE affected system study process limits efforts to integrate DARES on the grid. Last year, MISO decided it would evaluate the need for a review of DARES when they can inject 5 megawatts of power at the substation level during system peak load and if they can force a 1% change in line loading. Transmission owners screen for the 5 megawatts injection capability while the RTO ascertains whether the DARES could influence a 1% line loading change. If the DARE is shown to impact both reliability criteria, MISO issues a report that triggers its existing facilities study and could lead to network upgrades. At a July 17 Planning Advisory Committee meeting, King said MISO's DARE-affected system study process and fee requirements are burdensome, duplicative of the more comprehensive existing TO studies, create unnecessary costs, and have the potential to significantly limit DARE deployment. He said TOs already study the potential for DARES to worsen thermal and voltage issues that MISO tests for. He added that TO studies in many cases are superior to MISO's. Transmission owners pay a $60,000 study deposit to MISO per substation that is required to be studied for DARE impacts. MISO refunds any portion it doesn't use for the studies. MISO obviously has a fee to perform these studies, which has to be coordinated with the TO and then coordinated or not coordinated with the DARE, King told stakeholders. King said the Michigan utilities developed their opt-out recommendation with help from Michigan Public Service Commission staffers. He asked that MISO treat DARES as load-serving additions or changes, not as generation that causes third-party impacts to the MISO system. That way, King said MISO could view DARE additions as end-user facilities seeking to make qualified changes under its facility interconnection studies process. MISO could step aside for transmission owners to perform their more extensive thermal and voltage analyses, King said. He said TOs would continue to carefully evaluate trickle-up impacts on the transmission system by DARES and notify MISO of impacts when they submit a transmission upgrade as part of the RTO's annual transmission expansion plan to mitigate added stress on facilities. King said he'd like MISO and stakeholders to prepare an opt-out provision as soon as this fall. He said there's considerable support for DARES in Michigan, with new legislation designed to encourage more of them. He said that trend is likely to occur in other jurisdictions in the footprint. Last year's Michigan Clean Energy and Climate Action Package contained a provision to raise utilities' distributed generation program caps from 1% to 10% of their in-state peak load average of the last 5 years. King said prior to the legislation, utilities were outstripping the 1% limit. King also noted that the EPA recently awarded Michigan $156 million to reduce the cost of community and rooftop solar projects for low-income households and that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Healthy Climate Plan recommended utilities increase options for customer-driven renewable energy, such as rooftop solar and voluntary green pricing programs.